just a way for guys to get connected and kind of see how to do life together. And then we have our youth group the last Sunday of the month here at the Bridge. So if anyone is interested in attending that, we welcome you. Joy leads the kids through that. So that'll be happening next week, I assume, even with the Memorial Weekend, that'll still be happening. So if you're interested in coming. So Chad's going to start off. We got a little bit of a different kind of service today. So Chad's going to start off with the message.
La, la, la. There we go. See? Off and then back on. All right, let's pray. Dear God, open our hearts and our minds and our hands and lead us wherever you would have us go today. Thank you. We love you. Amen. All right, you can have a seat. Okay, this is going to be a different kind of week, and let me just tell you a funny story, and it comes with a bit of an apology. The message today is going to be about 5 to 10 minutes, and I did a wedding last weekend, and the people said to me afterwards, they said, you really have a nice way, and your voice is so pleasant sounding. And I said, that's the first time I've ever heard that. So I'm sorry for all of you today that you'll only get to hear me for 5 or 10 minutes. But I'd be happy to talk to you afterwards. Okay, so the verse we're at is so in everything, it's in Matthew 7, verse 12, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. Did anybody ever hear that? What's it called? The Golden Rule. The next 2 weeks we're going to be talking about the Golden Rule, and this is the verse. There are a couple of verses that just are the whole thing. Are the whole thing, right? They're a little picture that describe so much of the scriptures, so much of our lives. This is one. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. The word is so. We start with so. And sometimes that's translated in your Bible as therefore. And there's a really cool word for it in the Greek, which is un. You can say it a little louder. It's fun, I promise. Un. O-O-N. Un. It's great. Anytime you want. It's fine. So, it serves, this is the definition, it serves to gather up summarily what has already been said or even what cannot be narrated at length. You're already in Matthew. If you are, turn to Matthew 1. Matthew 1 is the genealogy of Jesus, and verse 17, what I have is all those listed above include 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the Babylonian exile, and 14 from the Babylonian exile to the Messiah. What does your translation start with? Thus, or the Bible right over here that I looked at today says, so. What it's saying is, all those listed above, what it's saying is it's taking all of those names and saying, this is all of it together. If you remember, we talk here often about a Greek word called anakephalousesthai, which is that kind of thing. Like if you think of it in math terms, you have all of these numbers in an equation equals, boom. That's what it is. It's a summing up. It's a taking it all together. So the question is, what's it summing up? What is this so in everything do to others? What's it summing up? One, it follows immediately a section on how we relate to others. It starts with worry, control, manipulation, and it moves into asking. So you see what's happening, and now the question that we have is, The bigger question is, how do we see, how do we treat each other, how do we love each other? So, in everything, do to others as you want them to do to you. That's one, right? Two, it follows the ask, seek, and knock section, because this verse points us to prayer. Because perhaps this verse, more than all the rest, we absolutely, positively cannot do alone. Fair? Fair? This is something that we absolutely need some guidance. We need help. We need the Holy Spirit. We need new hearts. This requires the presence of God. Does everybody always treat everybody the way that they'd like to be treated? Right. Right, 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 right. We cannot do this alone. So, right after ask, seek, and knock, a section on prayer says, so in everything, do this. Or, number three, there's an interesting note. If you look, Matthew 7, we were right in Matthew 7, and we just move ahead just a couple of verses to 7:24. How does your verse 24 start? Therefore, anyone who listens to my teachings and follow it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Can't wait to get to that passage in a couple of weeks, or maybe a couple of months. Who knows? Maybe we'll stay on therefore for another month or two. But that does not point to the passage right before it. That points to the whole Sermon on the Mount. Then at the end he's saying, therefore, if you follow this, you are like a person who builds his house on the rock. It's where you take the Sermon on the Mount and you sum it up in a single rule common to them all. Cool, right? Now, what I would suggest is a little bit more on this. This sentence, this verse, leads from everything he has said, yes, in the Sermon on the Mount, and it leads from everything the whole Bible has said. Therefore, all 613 mitzvah, right? All the books of the Old Testament, the entire law, all the prophets, everything Jesus has said, so therefore, in everything you do, treat people how you would like to be treated, right? So which one is it? So which one is it? Is it one? Is it how we relate to others? Two, is it the ask, seek, and knock? Or three, is it the entire Bible, right? The Old Testament, the Sermon on the Mount, is it everything? So is it one, two, or three? What's the right answer? Yes. Yes, it is. All of them. So now, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. And did you ever do that exercise in school where you emphasize a different word? So in everything, and right there we could stop and just let that knock us right down. In everything. Everything you say, everything you do, everything you think, everything you, how you live and move, in everything. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. This is really, really interesting. Next week we'll talk about it. This is the first time that it was ever done in the positive. It was always before this in all the different religions and all the different cultures. It was always, don't do to others what you don't want them to do to you. This is the first time where it's a positive. Do to others. Do. Go. Do it. Makes sense for our scripture, for our God, right? So do to others. Amen. It's the end of the message. Now, what I did last week was I asked you to bring something to write with. And I don't care if it's your phones. Luann didn't follow the directions. Everybody, let's look at Luann with judgment. Okay? I don't care if you have it. There's cards in the thing. There's notebooks back there. If you have a phone, there's a note app. You can talk to the people next to you because this is going to get really, really concrete in a second. Okay? We're going to give 10 minutes to soak this in. Because sometimes we can go through all of these things and we can leave and it's fine and everything's great and we don't think about it again. But I just want us to have 10 or 15 minutes to sit with and think about the revolutionary nature of what he's asking us to do here. It was revolutionary in 30 AD, and it's revolutionary in 2022, and I'm guessing it'll be revolutionary in 2522 as well. Okay? And think about what this is and it means for our lives. Where we work, where we live, where we go to school, right? What does it mean in your life today? Has anybody ever found religious or spiritual words to be just words? I struggle with this all the time, and there's this a phrase I say all the time that I can never get my hand around, and it's let go and let God. And I always go, how do I do that? They're just let go and let God. What? How? How do I let go of stuff that just feels like ethereal, like it's something in the air, like it's just, we can't ever grab it. This can be like that too. There are so many things that just are big and sound great, but we don't exactly know what they mean for our lives today. Okay, this can be one. Do to others what you'll have to, and we all know it. But how many of us so in everything, okay, get as concrete as you can. You can talk to people. You can walk around. You can get on your knees. You can lay on the floor. You can lay on the pew. I don't care what you do. Okay, well, I care a little what you do, but I just care that you're paying attention and you're really sitting with this because it's so big, and it will change our lives and our world in ways that we can't even imagine. I'm not kidding you. If everybody, think about it, if everybody follows this, if everybody in everything loves people the way that we want to be loved, that changes everything. So get as concrete as you can. Who? What? When? Where and how? Think about it this way. In your lives, do you want manipulation? Do you want control? Do you want people controlling you? Do you want people judging you? Do you want people keeping their distance from you because you don't do what they want you to do? Do you want books? There's that really fantastic parable that Jesus tells where the wealthy landowner forgives a bazillion dollars and the next one can't do it. We talk about that often. Do you want that? Is that how you want to be treated? Do you want somebody remembering the worst things that you've done? Do you want somebody holding those things over your head? Or, do you want forgiveness? Right? Do you want a fresh word? So when we start to think about these things, think of, I need to forgive this person. I need to call somebody. Because we haven't spoken in too long, and I'd really like them to call me. Right? Help somebody. Smile at somebody. Say hi. Or say, how are you doing? And listen. Because I'd really like somebody to ask me how I am and mean it. How often is it just another way to say hi? Right? Hey, how you doing? As we walk by. Well, not great. I'm not doing okay, actually, buddy. Oh, I didn't really care. You know? But how about if everybody did? What? Listen. Who do we need to listen to? How can we listen? Maybe we need to hold somebody's hand. See what I mean? Concrete. Can we play some music?
my tears away. No more running from rainy days. No more hauling this pain around. My radio's tuned to heaven sound.
Few songs for you. See, I misunderstood. I thought that the reflection time, during the reflection time, we were going to sing, but I guess not. So we have a lot of songs for you. And we're going to switch. So Mariah's going to do one, and I'm going to do one, so on. And then we're going to end with the song of the month.
Waiting.
it's dark and my hope seems lost. You spin me round and round and remind me of that song, the one you wrote for me and we danced.
Thank you. Me in the darkest night when my faith is weak.
Stay.